When movie and TV writers return to negotiating with studios today, they will be considering a proposal that would pay them for their work online. That issue has been the main sticking point for the negotiations. And while it's clear there's an audience hungry for online entertainment, what's unclear is just how much that audience is worth. Nancy Miller is a senior editor at Wired magazine, and she keeps track of that ever-changing online environment.
I sort of see this as like the vaudeville era of online entertainment. There's a lot of freak shows, a lot of watching, you know, Siamese twins and bearded ladies on YouTube. But in terms of quality of content, I don't really know if we're seeing yet stuff that's based online, original content on original channels that's grabbing as many eyeballs as TV. Television has always been a destination. You love Grey's Anatomy, so you are going to be there on Thursday when it's on and sit down with your friends and watch it. With the internet, it's so much more individualized. It's not so much a destination as it is a habit. So you know that you like to click through clips between 10 and 10:30 after you've had your coffee and you're at work. But do you know exactly what you want to see at that time? No. I mean, part of what has made the internet so successful is we can pick and choose. We can graze on things and see what catches our eye.
Well, even though it may not be built exactly like television entertainment and may not have quite that same loyalty, why can't online entertainment generate the same kind of revenue or some version of the revenue that TV shows that are hits bring in?
Well, I think what's at issue here with the writer's strike and the AMPTP is, you know, the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. What's at issue here is that there is revenue. There is a lot of money that's flowing through the internet. And the sticking point is the studios and networks are making this money based primarily on ad revenue. At the upfronts this past year, upfronts are when advertisers decide how much money they're going to spend on network budgets for television. Well, they made these bundled deals that included not only the network stuff that they were going to show on television, but also a huge amount of money that they're going to invest in online revenue. So it's there, but how networks are going to pay the writers of these TV shows is exactly what's the problem. There are so many outlets these days for us to see content. There's the internet, there's your cell phone, there's your iPod. It's going to be really difficult to try and strike one deal that's going to appeal to the writers and to the producers that's going to seem fair.
The deals aside that will in the end get cut in this strike, will any of this change how writers write or how studios produce?
Yes. A good example of that is Will Ferrell, you know, obviously he's a famous comedian, and directors Judd Apatow and Adam McKay, who have a website called funnyordie.com. We're seeing them do original content online for cheap. It doesn't cost much. They can produce a 3-minute long video and get 5 million hits. And if the ad dollar is there, then they can make money off of that and they can cut out a lot of the studio middleman stuff. But I feel like right now that's a little bit of a ways off.
Nancy Miller is a senior editor at Wired magazine.